This is. They are two alone. They are for each other. A Star Wars original trilogy, Star Wars Rebels fanfic, written by Sidaria and read by Raina Jenkins. This story is rated G and contains the pairing Leia Organa, Sabine Wren, with additional tags for Febuump 2024, Fem/February 2024, Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Order 66 Didn't Happen, Jedi Leia Organa. Summary. Febuump Day 1, Helpless, and Fem/February Day 1, Trapped Together. Padawan Leia Organa hates this stupid bounty hunter almost as much as she hates being helpless. Author's notes. Leia is about 16-17 and Sabine is about 18-19 in this. Title from Helplessly Helping by Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Which has not much to do with this other than I was listening to the cover by Suddenly Years in Line when writing parts of this and thought it was funny that the title included one of the prompts. Leia thumps her head back against the wall. It's neither satisfying nor helpful, but it takes some of her attention off the cuff clamped around her wrist and the chain that leads from it over to the most annoying being she's ever met. You really can't afford to lose those brain cells, Padawan, the Mandalorian taunts. Better to lose them than let you kill them with how boring you are, Leia retorts without missing a beat. Lineages are the best for learning all sorts of things you wouldn't think useful, and Master Kolar's willingness to share Mandalorian insults has come in really handy since she first met Sabine Wren. Wren makes a face at her, visible thanks to the way she's been completely stripped of her Beskar gam, and pointedly turns away. Do as you will, then. I was going to even without your permission, Leia hisses. She tugs angrily at the cuff, setting the chain links between them to jangling. Just another reminder of how helpless they both are. Her cut off from the Force, and Wren divested of her weapons. Master Mace is coming. She knows he's coming. If she can't get out of this on her own, she will soon have backup. But that's no reason to slack off and wait around for rescue. She sets aside the matter of the cuff and the person on the other end of it to take a better look at the door. Thankfully, there's enough slack to do so, since Wren clearly has no intention of moving. No weaknesses, or none that she can find without Master Mace's ability to see shatter points. He's been helping her learn to recognize structural weaknesses through the Force without that underlying ability, but it's clearly not a strong point of hers. And, lacking the Force right now, she can't go to her favorite method of just using a Force-empowered kick or shove to dent the metal until it gives. She clenches her fists, but doesn't waste her strength. She'll need it later, whenever her chance comes. And it will come. The Force provides. One just has to be able to grasp whatever advantage it offers. Done banging your head against metaphorical walls as well as literal ones? Leia turns slowly, channeling Master Mace whenever he has to deal with politicians, as she looks down her nose at where Wren reclines on the stone floor. I am inspecting the premises, she informs the infuriating Mandalorian. Although I suppose a bounty hunter who relies on tools and luck might find herself unprepared to handle escaping a cell under your current conditions. You take that back, Wren snarls, hurling herself to her feet. She glares down at Leia, hands clenched into fists. Oh, she's still taller than me, even without her kit? Leia scowls right back. Jabbing a finger into Wren's breastbone, ignoring her inner master Deepa, chiding her for being provably rude, she sneers. prove me wrong or stay out of my way. She turns on her heel and returns to her study of the door. Notably, the chain hanging between her cuff and Ren's remains slack. A few moments later, Ren sighs and shoulders her sideways, taking a prone inspection. Are all Jedi like this, or are you just special? You'll have to be more specific, Leia replies tartly, feeling at the hinges. If she had a multi-tool of some kind, or if Luke were here... She tisks and moves past, examining the wall around the door to see if that's a weak point.
Stubborn, stuck up, stuffy,
Ren lists off.
Want me to go on?
At least I don't go around shooting everything in sight to take attention off the fact that I don't stop and think between falling into the equivalent of gun dark nests, Leia shoots back. As admirable as some of Ren's crusades might be, there are better ways to go about it than blundering through the galaxy like a mindless wrecking ball. Master Kolar has proven that with his forays into hot space.
At least I know how to have fun.
Your fun keeps ending up with you behind bars. This might be the first time Leia has ended up in the same cell as her, but she's not unused to finding Ren in some form of distress. Of course, that's balanced by all the times she's seen Ren free herself, shoot up a cantina, or slave auction, or corporate party, or otherwise cause massive amounts of damage. That's how you know it's fun, Ren smirks. It falls off her face a moment later as she slams a hand against the wall.
Ugh, there's nothing to work with. If I just had a bobby pin, maybe I could do something.
Leia thinks of her mother, of her insistence that hairpins were a necessary part of a woman's garb. Never has she so regretted brushing her off, especially since she knows Padme Amidala would have been thinking of a situation like this when she said that.
Don't look at me for one, she mutters, shoulders hunching. Guess I know what I'm fixing after I get out of this.
Ren sighs heavily and strides back to the other side of the room, sinking down to the ground, drawing the chain as taut as it can be. Leia winces at the way the Mandalorian's movements tug on her arm, but pointedly stays put, continuing to look for a way out. She's not going to just sit here and wait.
Not even though Master Tra would recommend exactly that, advising her to immerse herself in the Force and wait for her moment to act.
Ugh! She stomps over to Ren and throws herself down, settling into the lotus position she favors for meditation, hands palm up on her knees. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. Again. 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 Leia sinks into the pattern, but not the Force, and it leaves her unmoored, unable to truly release her current burdens and become watchful. If she still had even a sliver of access to the Force... No excuses. Focus, she scolds herself. In. Hold. Out. In, hold, out. In, hold, out. Next to her, Ren lounges, the chain between their cuffs slack. The Mandalorian's breathing has also slowed, and Leia finds herself matching the other woman's pattern. It's weird finding the sort of synergy she normally only has with Luke or Master Mace in a person she normally calls foe, but it's helpful. Maybe it will mean they won't trip over each other trying to get out of here whenever their chance comes. Leia releases the extraneous thoughts.
Patience, Padawan.
A soft scrape. The door is opening. Leia's eyes snap open. It's time to move. The end. Reader's notes. I just really, really enjoy the idea of this is our get-along shirt, but it's actually this is our get-along handcuffs, and it's Leia and Sabine, and obviously in their escape, somebody does something where one of them sort of, you know, they do that whole kung fu situation where you're tied to a partner and one of you like sort of rolls across the other one's back. It's going to be amazing. Obviously, their escape will be full of drama, and they will have to learn to get along because they cannot, for whatever reason, I don't know, cortosis, cannot unchain, uncuff from each other for an extended period of time, even after they get out of the cell, and it's going to be great. Also, thank you so much to Sidaria for having blanket permission to Podfic. This was a joy. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.